This radio program is PG-13. Parents strongly caution some material may be inappropriate for children under the age of 13.
The following program is sponsored by Michael W. Smith.
The views expressed on the following program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership.
Phoenix. Maricopa County. This is Brother Mike. I'm back on the radio. Welcome to HardcoreChristianity.com. Welcome to the radio program. Today's Bible study, anti-Semitism, anti-Christ, today on Hardcore. Hey, call somebody and tell them the radio program's on. Got another good one for you. This is Brother Mike. I'm the professional counselor at the Arizona Deliverance Center. We're downtown on 15th Avenue, just south of Osborne Road. It's the red brick building. HardcoreChristianity.com is the website. When you go there, you'll see all kinds of ministry services available. We got Monday night Zoom for the ladies, Wednesday night Zoom for everybody. We have two live services every week, Thursday and Friday nights at 7 o'clock. We've got children's deliverance services. Those are on the first Saturday of the month. We have women's seminars. Man, we got all kinds of stuff going down there. All these services have healing and deliverance at the end of the teaching. All of our services do that. We never neglect that part of the ministry. And we also have a counseling center at the Deliverance Center. If you're a born-again Christian, you're eligible for free counseling services. Call me, 602-636-5800. Email me, mike@hardcorechristianity.com. Can you believe this situation in the United States? Who in the world would have ever thought this would happen? Now, I'm an older person now, and, I'm not a young guy anymore, not even close. And when I was young, nothing like this was happening. Satan didn't have complete command over the United States. He wasn't completely in charge. He wasn't kicking everybody's face in. Hell was not coming to breakfast every morning. This thing has just taken a dive. It started in the 60s with the Haight-Ashbury District in 1969, the Vietnam War protests and so on, but it really accelerated with the George Floyd death hoax. The autopsy finally came out on that thing, and the guy died of a drug overdose. He had a lethal dose of fentanyl inside of him. And during the trial, it also came out that the police officers were using their normal training that they got in the academy for detaining a suspect who was resisting. I guess I'd never seen it before, but I guess they had a manual of how to put your right knee on the left shoulder blade of the perp, and that's how you held them down to keep them from suffocating and keep them from moving. And that cop in Minneapolis had his right knee on George Floyd's left shoulder, and that was in the manual. Unbelievable. I thought they were just abusing the guy when it first came out. I was as duped by the hoax as everybody else. But the real hoax, way beyond George Floyd, was Satan's use of that arrest to take over the United States. And he is continuing to do it. His number one goal is what? Wipe out the Bible. All this other stuff that you're seeing, the invasion of the southern border, fentanyl sweeping into the country, killing 75 to 100,000 people a year. Cartels coming in, human traffickers, drug traffickers, gangsters, criminals, felons, murderers, rapists, killers, pedophiles. Not in that order, of course. All sweeping across the southern border. Terrorists coming across. They'll be blowing us right through the gates of hell very soon. Very soon, they're going to start this up very quickly, particularly with the war in the Middle East and the Jews about ready to wipe out Hamas. They're about ready to go into Gaza, I guess, and destroy the last battalion of Hamas And that's going to trigger international incidents and terror here at home. But the devil's ultimate goal, listen carefully, is not terrorism and blowing people up and killing them. He's doing fine with that, and that's his normal thing. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy, John chapter 10. But listen to this. He wants the Bible most of all. And look how he's going to get it. Did you see this in the news? I hope you're in your car sitting down. If you're at home listening to this, grab a seat. You're not going to believe it. Introduced into the House of Representatives, okay, on October 23. That's when it was introduced. It just recently got passed. Let's go ahead to the Senate. It's called the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act of 2023. Okay, 2023 Anti-Semitism Awareness Act. Please remember those terms. This is a nightmare you can't even believe. What's this got to do with the Bible, Mike? Well, thanks for asking. Thank you for asking. Listen to this. Quote, this bill provides statutory authority for the requirement that the Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights take into consideration the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance, it's called the IHRA, and using their working definition of anti-Semitism when reviewing or investigating complaints of discrimination based on race, color, national origin, or programs or activities that receive federal financial assistance. According to the IHRA's working definition, anti-Semitism is defined as a certain perception of Jews which may be expressed as hatred toward Jews. Did you hear that? I apologize if I'm boring you. If I am, there's something wrong with you. Here's the definition. Anti-Semitism, approved by the House, heading toward the Senate, is a certain perception of Jews which may be expressed as hatred toward Jews. Okay? You know what the devil is going to use for that? The Republican House is trying to use it for anti-Semitism reasons, right? They don't want anti-Semites such as Palestinian terrorists, faculty, and students running around on college campuses in Democrat cities yelling and screaming from the river to the sea, death to the Jews, bring back the Holocaust, all kinds of things they're chanting. That's their goal. That's why they're doing it. The devil's goal is to wipe out the Bible because some of the statements in the Word of God in the New Testament sound like hate speech now. Listen to this. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 14 through 15. Listen to this carefully. For you, brethren, this is Apostle Paul speaking, the greatest Christian that ever lived. For you, brethren, he's talking to Christians now, you became followers of the churches of God in Judea, which are in Christ Jesus. For you also have suffered like things of your own countrymen, even as they of the Jews. Okay. Now here the born-again Christians, Messianic Jews, in Judea were being persecuted by non-Messianic Jews. And then Paul says something really beyond bold. He says, listen to this, quote, they killed the Lord Jesus, Greek word apokteno, for the word killed there, it means murdered. Who murdered the Lord Jesus and their own prophets. And they have persecuted us. They are not pleasing to God, and they are contrary to all men. Okay? Under this new act, the House of Representatives just passed, called the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act of 2023, that verse is going to be interpreted as hate speech. And the government's going to come get your New Testament. Oh, Brother Mike, you're overreacting. Really? In Acts chapter 13, verse 6, 45, and 50, three incidents occur of Jews persecuting Christians. Acts 14, 2, 5, and 19 are three more incidences of Jews persecuting Christians. Acts chapter 15, verses 1 through 2 and verse 5 illustrate two more incidences of Jews persecuting Christians. Acts 16:3, Acts 17:5, and verse 13 illustrate three more incidences of Jews persecuting Christians. In Acts 18, verses 5 and 6, another incident of Jews persecuting Christians. Here's what Paul said about the Jews. They murdered Jesus. They murdered their own prophets. They persecute the church. They live contrary to God. They are contrary to all people. They oppose the salvation of others. And they are multiplying their sins continuously. 1 Thessalonians 2, 16. I'm not even covering any of the verses in the Old Testament where Jehovah said what is now considered to be hate speech against the nation of Israel and the Jews because of their chronic disobedience and their chronic penchant for being a stubborn and stiff-necked people. That's an exact quote. Why is the devil doing this? For obvious reasons. Once he takes the Bible out of our society, like they have in China, and like all the countries of the Middle East, you can't have a Bible over there. Once you take the Bible out, the devil has nothing left to stop him. Nothing left but our destruction. In November of 2023 is a major election coming up. Somebody needs to pray about who they need to vote for. Somebody needs to go to the polls because the devil already voted. And when it comes to the Bible, he voted no. See you next time.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership. This program was sponsored by Michael W. Smith.